As Sunday's election nears, President Chavez has stepped up new government building projects in Caracas that provide jobs and free housing to the poor. By using Venezuela's vast oil resources to pay for billions of dollars worth of social programs and subsidies, the president has in the past been able to maintain the support of a majority of voters. A tank of gasoline in Venezuela costs less than a bottle of water. And Chavez supporters like Ramon Gonzalez are not bothered if they have to wait in long lines for limited supplies of subsidized food.
We are all accustomed to waiting in line. Everyone is used to it. It's all good.
But critics say Mr. Chavez's seizure of private companies and the imposition of price and currency controls have undermined economic development. His critics also blame him for the soaring violent crime rate. In this election, Venezuela's opposition has united around Henrique Capriles, a former governor who says he wants to maintain the popular social programs but make the country more business-friendly. Capriles supporter Luis Macheto says Venezuela needs new leadership.
Because he offers change for the entire situation in which we are living. The violence, the unemployment, the insecurity.
Independent pollster Luis Vicente Leon says Chavez is leading, but the race is close. He says even Chavez supporters are increasingly critical of government cronyism and inefficiency.
It goes beyond ideological themes. It goes beyond the left and the right. It goes beyond radicalism or moderation. The perfect grade for Chavez's government is very poor.
When they head to the polls on Sunday, Venezuelan voters will decide to either continue Chavez's brand of socialism or seek change. Brian Patton, VOA News, Caracas.